Now it's time for the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance.
Oh, the gossip mill.
Comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
I should never think gossip.
Why should you stop now?
You think right now is the time for gossip?
Let's dish.
Eh, sure, it's a good time for gossip. And remember, the Daily Dust is just a light dusting of gossip. It's not the really hard stuff. And you'll understand why I say that when we get to the Dirt Alert. So during a recent appearance on Kelly Clarkson's talk show, she took her stilettos off. They make your feet hurt, people. And Jim Gaffigan humorously questioned her decision to go barefoot.
First of all, I wouldn't have my feet exposed because I respect the audience.
And but, I don't.
No. But there's a portion of the internet that's going to love this show especially.
Yeah. Y'all, Kelly Clarkson and I are from Texas. People go without shoes a lot down there. A reporter interviewed Steve Guttenberg about the Southern California wildfire and didn't even know who Steve Guttenberg was. Y'all, he was helping fight the fires. I saw this on social media yesterday. I was actually kind of excited. Kelly Ripa joked after watching Breaking Bad, she felt capable of making meth.
Because I've seen Breaking Bad. I'm like a chef. I like to watch baking shows, really. I'm more of a baker, which is science, which apparently so is making crystal meth. And so I became convinced that I, too, could make crystal meth.
You also think you can figure skate when you watch the Olympics.
I love Mark Consuelos. He's so awesome. An Australian developer demolished the boyhood home of AC/DC's Angus and Malcolm Young. What? But the company says it wasn't told of its historical significance, and they plan to build a bar or cafe to commemorate it. Here's the thing. It was probably trash. I'm just saying. Actor and wrestler John Cena collaborated with McDonald's to introduce the new McValue menu.
Hi there. I'd like to introduce you to McValue at McDonald's.
You see, at any moment in the day, McValue can take you to a place where a whole new menu of possibilities exist, inspiring you to order more from life than you could ever imagine.
Can you say McSellout? McDonald's isn't going to make you happier, people. Taylor Kitsch says he's been asked to be a part of the Friday Night Lights reboot, and Hoda Kotb has future plans after leaving the Today Show.
It's not like going to Mexico with your girls, which is fun, but this is something that when you leave, you'll go like, oh my gosh, I feel transformed. I feel different.
Inspired.
So I'm in the building process of that.
Yeah, so what she's doing is she's developing a wellness app, a podcast, and then these special retreats. Can we afford them? No. Peter Yarrow, the legendary folk singer from Peter, Paul, and Mary, has died at 86 following a battle with cancer. Oh, now I'm going to have to go play Puff the Magic Dragon alone in a room and cry myself to sleep. The family of Stephen Twitch Boss is at war with his widow, Allison Holker. Allison revealed she was stunned to find hidden drugs after her husband, Stephen, died by suicide.
It was a really scary moment in my life to figure that out, but it also helped me process that he was going through so much and he was hiding so much, and there must have been a lot of shame in that, and he was wrestling with a lot inside himself, and he was trying to self-medicate and cope with all those feelings because he didn't want to put it on anyone.
Yeah, if you know, you know. And y'all, suicide is far too prevalent. She's raising awareness. I'm on her. I'm on Team Allison. All right. Dirt alert. During Selena Gomez's appearance on Monday night's Jimmy Kimmel Live, he congratulated her for her upcoming nuptials with Benny Blanco and presented her with a gift that I can't even say what it is. But I'll let you hear part of it.
So I don't want you to think that anything's being suggested here that isn't. But just imagine yourself here and
okay,
Benny right here.
Just go Google it. It's a little ridiculous. Anyway, I love Selena Gomez. She's awesome.
Right,
That's not really that much of a dirt alert, but I enjoyed her giggle. So there you go. That's the Daily Dust. And it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3. What can I say except you're welcome?